Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Steve Gottwalt. He's a former legislator and currently the executive director of the Minnesota Rural Health Association. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks so much.
Steve, tell us a bit about your organization and what's your focus in rural Minnesota?
Well, the Minnesota Rural Health Association is a membership association, and it's made up of members, hundreds from across the state in virtually every aspect of healthcare. That includes providers, critical access hospitals, clinics, transportation entities, medical educators. So we have several of the universities involved and many others who have an interest in improving and strengthening rural health.
So you get to kind of see the big picture as it relates to rural Minnesota then.
Well, we get to see both the big picture and kind of the minute picture when we get right down to ground level. So it's a rather interesting perspective.
So tell us about, are there any focus areas that you're looking at right now for rural Minnesota, and particularly as it relates to the legislature?
We're looking at several, actually. We just gave a report to the Minnesota legislature called The State of Minnesota Rural Health 2015, which is intended to be an annual report, and it kind of outlines some of the unique challenges that are faced by rural communities in the area of healthcare. You know, we have an increasingly older and lower income population. It relies more heavily on public healthcare programs, and those programs pay providers below cost, which, you know, creates some challenges. We've got an older and shrinking healthcare workforce, so workforce issues are really important to us in the area of healthcare. A lot of our hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, and other providers in rural areas are under increasing financial stress, some of them in danger of having to close their doors. Limited access to some specific things like dental care, mental health care, obstetrics, and particularly primary care. We're noticing a critical shortage in primary care for our rural communities. Some of the things being required under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as some people know it, are putting more stress on our providers as well in rural communities where they have fewer resources to deal with those things.
One of the things you mentioned was transportation. I'm kind of curious about that issue because in rural Minnesota, things are kind of far apart.
Absolutely. You know, compared to other parts of our state, people are much further from the health care they need. So as much as healthcare providers, critical access hospitals in our rural communities are under stress, they're also far apart. And we don't have formal public transportation systems like many of the larger metro areas do to get people to and from appointments that they need, both to keep them healthy and to take care of them when they do get sick. So in a lot of communities, what we're finding is it's kind of a loosely put together volunteer network. Sometimes faith-based communities are putting together volunteer visitors and rides for people who need to get to various appointments to stay healthy in their place. We'd like to see more done in that area. The emergency medical people across the state have come together to try to help out in that as well, but it's a huge challenge because of the distances, just as you pointed out.
Steve, I appreciate you spending some time with us and getting us up to speed.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Steve Gottwalt is a former legislator and currently the executive director of the Minnesota Rural Health Association. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.